नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अस्माकं नूतनसंस्कृतवर्गाय सर्वेषामपि स्वागतं. तस्मात् पूर्वं नियमाः आवश्यकाः इत्यस्मात् आङ्ग्लभाषया वदामि. ओके, सो फस्ट् फ्यू ग्रौण्ड् रूल्स्. सो वाण्ट् एव्रि वन् टु आक्चुलि म्यूट् बै डिफाल्ट् प्लीस्. यु शुड् बेबल् टु म्यूट् एण्ड् अन्म्यूट् यूसिङ्ग् स्टार् 6 फ्रम् युर् फोन्. Okay, I want everyone to be on mute by default. Okay, that's it. Just after I said that, you know, I hear something. Can everyone please be on mute?
Natarajan.
Sabrina Mahadaya, Natarajan Mahadaya, can you please
be on mute,
please?
Yeah, I'm here. Good evening, everyone.
We are mute.
Sorry?
Mute. Can you mute yourself, please?
Yes, yes, yeah.
The next thing. So if you're disconnected again, please log in, and same goes for me as well. If I disconnect, I'll definitely log in, and all the classes are recorded, and we will make sure that, you know, we'll post this recording to the website, you know, and I'll send you a follow-up email as well, saying, you know, where the recordings are actually uploaded. Okay, and every week before and after the class, we will have a pre-announcement email reminding you of the class this time, and immediately after the class, I'll send you an email with the recording links and, you know, what we have actually covered. Okay, any additional emails, all the emails will be sent to the group. I still hear some echo. Can everyone please mute?
I think as a presenter, you can mute everyone.
I did actually, but somebody did unmute again.
Yeah, we should be...
Okay. Now, if you have any questions, please do raise your hand. Is this much clear to everyone?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You can raise hand. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you. The next thing, sorry, and I expect everyone to attend the classes regularly, and there will be homework. It's nowhere close to, you know, what you do in your university, so, you know, what you have done in the past. It's going to be very, very minimal, and we expect you to practice as well. So we'll be giving you homework every now and then, or at least every week there'll be homework on some level for sure. So I want to make sure that, I mean, please make sure that, you know, you practice your homework, and that's definitely an expectation. And the focus is primarily on spoken Sanskritam. And if you know Devanagari, great, you know, please do write. We do encourage that. But however, the primary focus is on spoken Sanskritam. Okay? That said, how many of you here, okay, have or can read and write Devanagari Lipi?
I can.
Who's the please? Murali. Ji, okay.
Sorry, Dushankar. Dushankar, I can.
Okay. Yep.
This is Natarajan. I can read and write Hindi.
Great, okay.
This is Gai Sanju Sharma. Sorry, I can read, write Hindi.
Okay.
Malolan Patanki, I can read, write Devanagari.
Okay.
And this is Murthy here. I can read, but not much of writing practice nowadays.
Who is that? I'm sorry.
This is Murthy here.
Murthy, okay. Okay. That's it. So, first we'll go through the...
This is Ravi. I can read and write Hindi.
Okay, great. Perfect. But I heard someone say that, you know, they can read and write, but you know, not to that extent. So we'll just, you know, go through the characters at first, and then we'll go to. Okay. So I'm hoping you can see my screen. So we have swaras and vyanjanas. Aksharani. Ete Sanskrita bhashayam aksharani. Prathama panktiyam atra sarve swaraha santi. Sarvaha swaraha santi. Atra vyanjanani santi. Atra vyanjanani santi. Swaraha ete. A, a, i, i, u, u, r, r, l, e, i, o, au, am, aha. And this is very different, a little different actually, from other local languages. Like for example, in Telugu, Telugu, I can speak for Telugu, probably is the case with other languages as well. There's A and A, there's Hraswa A, and there's Dirgha A. But in Sanskrit, there's only A and I. There's only Dirgha, no Hraswa. Even with O, we have O, O, Au in Telugu. But in Sanskrit, it's just O. There's no O. It's always Dirgha. O, Au. Okay? Is this clear? And this is R, not Ru, not Ra. This is R. We oftentimes say this as Ru, but this is not Ru here. This is R. And this is R. Okay? And we have Vyanjanani now. Ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. Cha, cha, ja, jha, nya. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Pa, tha, ba, dha, ma. Ya, ra, la, va, se, ha, sa, ha. And again, this is sha, this is sha. You understand the difference between these? Everyone, please. This is sha.
No, I'm not able to get it between the two sha.
Okay. So in the second sha, the tongue has to touch the upper palate. Sha. Just like you say ta, right? Ta. Mm-hmm. Where is the tongue position when you say ta?
Exactly.
Sha should be pronounced at the same in the same way. Sha.
Okay.
Okay.
And the third one is
sha.
The third one is
regular. That is correct. Yes.
So what's the difference between the first one and the third one?
Okay, we have Talavyasha, this is Dantasa, this is Murdhanyasha.
Yeah,
the Uchcharana Sthanas are actually different for all these three.
Okay, but in terms of the sound, I'm not able to differentiate between the first one and the third one.
That's really because, you know, from the very beginning, we didn't have that Abhyasa, honestly. The more we practice, you know, you'll understand the difference very clearly.
Okay.
Yes. What's your mother tongue, sir?
Mine is Tamil. So
Kannada. Yeah, Kannada and Telugu are very similar. Yeah.
Tamil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know about Tamil. Sha, we don't have it.
Yeah, this is Sha. Talavyasha. Okay. This is Sha. You have your tongue touch the upper palate. Okay. And this is with the danta, Sa.
I have a quick question on the vowel. So, is it lu, lu, or the yal?
Lu.
Lu.
Yeah.
Okay. Lu. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that lu is the lu that we use in Telugu, right? I also have a little bit of Telugu. Is it the same lu that we use in Telugu?
No, that is la. Yeah, in Telugu also we have a swara lu, yes. But oftentimes, you know, we don't use that. But in Vyanjanas, we have another la, which is different, which is right here. After ya, ra, la, this is different. And this is different.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I have a question. The ka varga and then cha, ta, the last three, you know, I'm having difficulty how to pronounce them, you know. All
which
of them looks like it. Yeah, the last one in that, the fifth letter in that.
Okay.
The fifth one on those three rows, I have a difficulty, you know, the distinguishing them.
Yes, okay. So when you say ka, right, okay, your tongue is actually at some position. So you say ka, okay. Do not change the position of the tongue and then say nga. Just like the way you say ka, just saying, do not change the ucharana sthanam. The sthanam is still the same. Okay? Cha. When you say cha, what are all the parts that are actually using there? You have talu, so on and so forth. In ka, you have kanta, ka. Just say ka. See where the sound is actually coming from. Ka. Just say it up once. Ka.
Ka.
And from the same sthanam, yanga.
Nya.
Not nya. Ka. Ka. Nga. Nga.
Nya. Na. Okay.
And say cha, you have talu. In the same sthanam, you have cha. Nya.
Cha.
Same thing goes for ta as well. Ta. Just have your tongue, rubber palate. Na.
Na. Okay. I see.
And with ta, you have danta, na. You use your danta when you say ta and na.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I think it practice. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And the next. Can everyone please mute again? And now we have vowel and anuswaras. We have a, and with anuswara you get aha. Same goes with aha. I with anuswara is im, ihi. Im, ihi. Uhu. Oom, oohu, rum, ruhu, room, ruhu, zum, oohu, aim, ehe, aim, aihi, oom, oho, aum, auhu. This is very clear, I presume.
One more question.
Can I go to the next
line?
What is Anuswara? That's why second line is the third line. Yes, the second one. Yes. Yeah, there's actually a mistake here. Yes. The second one is Anuswara, the third one is Okay. Sorry, there's a mistake here. The second one is with Anuswara and the third one is with Visarga. Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Just one question here.
Mm-hmm.
You say A and I that in Telugu, you know, A, I and then O, O, O. So the first one, the A and O, we don't use in Sanskrit, and what, you know, how do
we
represent?
We don't have hrasva. Yes, we don't have hrasva. We only have dirgha. There is no a. There's a only a.
So basically, we don't use a in Sanskrit.
It is not. We don't use it. We don't have it at all. Sanskritan did not have a hrasva a and hrasva o. We only have a and o. That's it.
Oh, I see. So so when you say a, that means a short pronunciation.
No, the long pronunciation. The long
pronunciation we use it. That means the short pronunciation of a is not used in Sanskrit. That's what.
That's it. Yeah, there's no short a at all.
Okay. Thank you.
So is it mother tongue Telugu?
Can you, excuse me, this is Ravi. Can you please read them again? I think, Amishwavan Visarga.
Okay. Aha. Am, aha. Im, ihi. Im, ihi. Uhu. Uhu. Rum, ruhu. Room, ruhu, lum, luhu, aim, ehe, aim, aihi, om, oho, aum, auhu.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Similarly, we have all the vyanjanas, and you know, we can have them with combine them with the swaras. So although we say ka, kha, ga, gha, right, the actual letters are just a k, k, g, g. We do say them as ka, kha, ga, gha, but the actual letters are still k, k, g, g. Because we cannot do ucharana, okay? Because we cannot pronounce them, okay? We just say them as k, k, g, g. But in reality, the letters are just k, k, g, g. That's it. Okay? So when k is combined with a, we get k. When k is combined with a, we get ka. K with e, ki. With e ki, with u ku, with u ku, ku with r is kr, ku r kr, ku l kl, ku a k, ku I kai, ku o ko. Ku, au, kau. Ku, again with anuswara is kam. Ku with aha is kaha. Ku, anuswara, and ku, vowel, and this thing. So something like this. If I have ku plus a plus anuswara, we get kam. If I have ku plus a plus visarga, we get katha. I'm hoping this much is clear.
Yeah.
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 Is actually a question or
that before a, that is not la, right? That's lu, right?
Lu, not lu, lu. That's it.
That means give an example in Telugu. What does the lu mean?
Yeah, that we la. don't use that in Telugu at all. We don't use that in Telugu at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping this is simple as well. Can I move on to the next slide?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now we have samyukta aksharani. Okay, just like the way we can have Vyanjanas and Swaras together. Now we have Samyuktakshanani, where you have one or more Vyanjanas. Ku less ku is ku. Ku and ku. Ku ku. Ku and gu. Ku gu. It's, well, this combination is not possible, but still, you know, we have them all here. Like, for example, tu and ku. Ku. Yuku. Ru and ku. Ruku. Ru and ku. Ruku. Ru and ga. Rug. Ru and ga. Rug. So on and so forth. Like v and ya will become via. Okay. Chu and ka will become chka. Okay. Pu and ta will become ta. So on and so forth. Tu and ra will become tra. Okay. I'm hoping some yuktaksharas are also a very familiar concept to most of them here. Is it, or?
No, this is not common. In Tamil, we don't have this kind of thing. We have the, until the earlier one, we have it in Tamil. But this one is not there in Tamil.
So you don't have Samyuktaksharas in Tamil?
I don't think so. We have only a few.
That's strange.
Swara,
okay,
yeah,
so
Swara and the other one.
That can be the case. So if you say the word Vishnu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have V and E, which is V. Yeah, V and E, which is V. Okay. You have Shnu, right? Sh and Na. Okay.
Right.
That's the Samyukta letter right there. Shnu.
Right.
Yeah.
Shnu. Right.
Yeah.
Two different letters. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Shankar.
Combinations. It's not
the same,
so you have to
say
all this.
The sh is not a Tamil word. There is no word in, there is no letter in Tamil for sh. The way we say it, it's a Sanskrit letter. So it doesn't exist. In Tamil, there's only a ch. And everything is a, there's no variation of ch, there's no sh.
Okay.
There is a written form, but it is called Sanskrit letter itself. I mean, we are borrowing from Sanskrit. Yeah.
Okay, you probably heard the word Shakti there, right, at least? Sh, ku, ta, kta, and e, kti. Ku and ta is a Samyukta letter there.
Yeah, but even that, we write in Tamil three different letters. Sh, ik, ti. They go three different letters. We don't have the table at all.
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. That I don't know. Sorry.
No worries. No worries. Yeah, just wanted to mention.
Yeah. So, yeah, we in Sanskritam, you know, the, yeah. It's a
okay.
Conjunct letter.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I'm just going a little fast here because I presume everyone actually know the letters fairly well. Okay. Is this okay, or do you want me to actually revise them all once again?
We can do it as a home. I mean, personally, I can do it as a homework too. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how we write, you know, I'm not going to go over this one again. Okay, so we'll start with this one. Itaparam samskritena eva sambhashanam. So, from now on, it's going to be in Sanskrit only. Okay, so, mama nama shekharaha. Mama nama shekharaha. So, then purushaha. Purushaha asti. Bhavatah nama kim. So, purushah. Bhavatah nama kim. Mahila asti. Bhavatyah nama kim. Okay. Purushah asti chet. Bhavatah nama kim. Mahila asti chet. Bhavatyah nama kim. So, udaharanam. Sabrinath Mahodaya. Bhavatah nama kim. Nama kim. Uttaravati mama nama vadatu. Mama nama.
Hello.
Namaste. Can you say mama
nama? Mama nama Sabrinathan hai.
No, no, not Sabrinathan hai. Mama nama Sabrinathan. That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Similarly, Murali Mahodaya. Bhavatah nama kim?
Mama nama Murali.
Pashtam. So, Purusham va bhavatu, Stri va bhavatu. Mama nama. Mama nama Asha. Mama nama Parvati. Mama nama Shekharaha. Mama nama Madhavi. So on and so forth. So, Adhuna. Samata Mahode. Bhavatyaha nama kim. Bhavatyaha nama kim. Vadatu.
Mama nama Samata.
Mama nama Samata. Okay, excellent. Purushaha asti chet bhavataha nama. Mahila asti chet bhavatyaha nama. Spashtam va?
Yeah, clear.
One question I have before that, before you go to this one. If I want to say Ranga Dendi, do I say Rangaha Dendihi Dendiha? Or can you explain that one? Is it first name, last
Rangaha,
name?
Rangaha. Just say Rangaha. Eva Bhaktavyam. Rangaha Dendihi Eva. Is it? Then say
yeah.
Rangaha Dendihi. Ranga Din. Rangaha. Ranga Dendihi.
Oh, so the last one I have to do the visarga, right? There are two words. The second word, I need to put that aha. Is that right?
Okay, so it's not really that, you know, whatever, however you want to say your name, right? End with visarga. But that said, if you have Bill Gates, right? You didn't say Bill Gates aha. No.
Okay.
Because the ending is not a Sanskrit. I mean, it depends upon the way the word or the name actually ends. So that's why we say Bill Gates Mahodayaha. Athava Bill Gates Aryaha. We suffix it with the words Mahodaya and Arya for the very same reason.
So when you suffix that Mahodaya, then you don't have to put the Visarga for the other words.
No, exactly. I do have a Visarga at the very end, Mahodayaha.
Oh, okay.
Mahodayaha.
So Mahodaya means Mr.
Pretty respected sir kind of thing. Pretty much actually. Mr. Arya. Okay. And Arya, it means the very same. And for women, we say Mahodaya, Dirgha, Mahodaya. Or we say Bhagini.
Bhagini.
Okay. Either we say Bhagini or Mahodaya.
Okay. Okay. Just yeah. To be clear, I want to tell my name, you know, Mama Nama, Rangaha, Dendihi. Or which one is right?
You say
Mama Nama Rangaha.
Mama Nama Rangaha, that's it.
If I want to say Ranga Dindi, how do I say?
You say Ranga Dindihi.
Okay, so the Dindihi, Dindi becomes Dindihi, but Ranga remains same.
Yes,
okay.
And in this level, we'll be just 1 minute, please. In this level, we'll be just doing Aha, A, and E. Only we'll be rolling on three endings. Okay, which is Aha, it has to end with Aha, or it has to end with A, or it has to end with E. So far, at this level, your name will always be suffixed with Mahodaya. So, don't get confused. At least for the next 6 or 7 months, you'll be Ranga Mahodaya only.
Okay, thank
just
you.
Rangaha,
that's it.
Okay.
Yes, someone
got
a question.
Yeah, Shekhar, this is Anju. Oh, sorry, I think you must have told it, but can you explain what is the meaning of Bhavataha? What does this Sanskrit word itself mean?
Okay,
is it like Mahodaya or?
No. So, first and foremost, as a thumb rule, let's not try to actually translate, okay, every word to Sanskritam. Okay, that said,
okay,
just by asking the question, you know, bhavatah nama kim, what do you think the word bhavatah would mean? You know the word nama.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means. You know what kim actually means.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bhavatah is just yours, right? Yours.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bhavatyaha would mean the same for a female. And what would the word mama mean here?
Mine.
Your.
No, what
mine
is exactly. That said, please do not translate every word. Okay, it's going to get really very ugly moving forward. So please do not translate every word. Just try to understand the meaning of a sentence as a whole.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Atra pashyantu sarve. Mama nama Sureshaha. मम नाम सुरेशः भवतः नाम किम् इति पृच्छतु मम नाम रामः मम नाम रामः मम नाम सुरेशः भवत्याः नाम किम् मम नाम लता मम नाम लता भवतः नाम किम् मम नाम कृष्णः
So you can say Krishna or Krishna Mahodaya, right?
Satyam, Satyam, Satyam. Because his name is already ending with Aha, we tend not to say Mahodaya again.
Okay. So for example, it's my name is Ravi. Mama nama Ravihi or no? Ravi Mahodaya.
No, Ravihi. Ravihi is a Sanskritam word, right? So you can say Ravihi, no problem. But because, you know, at this level, we are only trying to deal with Aha. The words that end with A, just say Ravi Mahodaya. But it's like, see, if you say your name is Ravi Mahodaya, that would be very weird, honestly. So just say, my name, Mama Nama Ravi, that's fine. But when we try to address you know, we will suffix the word Mahodaya. But you can just say Mama Nama Ravi.
No Visarga used with name of feminine?
No. Akaranta or Ekaranta only. Like Mama Nama Radha, Mama Nama Lata, Mama Nama Parvati, so on and so forth.
No Visarga should be used.
For these words, yes. But there are words that we have Visarga. Let's not worry about that for now.
Okay. Dhanyavaad.
Okay. Like for Mama Nama Shaktihi, it is totally possible. But at this level, let's not get into all that.
Okay.
For all practical purposes, in this level, we are only dealing with A and E, Dirgha A and Dirgha E. That's it. Only Dirgha letters. Okay?
Okay.
Pasha Patra. Darpanaha. Atra, Darpanaha asti. Darpanaha. Manchaha. मञ्चः विद्युद्दीपः विद्युद्दीपः करदीपः करदीपः मण्डपः मण्डपः पादत्राणम् पादत्राणं कङ्कतं कङ्कतं भावचित्रं भावचित्रम् अत्र अञ्जुशर्मा भगिनी भवती पठतु कृपया केन् यु रीड् द मोर् वन्स् प्लीस्
The first one is
oh,
Hello, sorry, I'm getting muted again. And the screen is blackout.
No, the screen is black, Shekhar.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. So the first one is Darpanaha. Manchamanchaha.
Darpanaha.
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 Uh-huh.
Manchaha. The third one is Vidyudipaha. Kardipaha. And Mandapah. Padatranam. Kankatam. And Bhavachitram.
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 धन्यवादः सीवनयन्त्रं सीवनयन्त्रं वातायनं वातायनं जवनिका जवनिका यानपेटिका यान पेटिका निधानिका निधानिका द्विचक्रिका
शेल्फ
शेल्फ द्विचक्रिका द्विचक्रिका पांचालिका पांचालिका मापिका
पांचालिका मीन्स चाइल्ड
नो 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 द टॉय लाइक द
ओके
या पांचालिका ओके मापिका मापिका माला माला पुष्पाधानी पुष्पाधानी दूरवाणी दूरवाणी कर्तरी कर्तरी कैन एनीवन वॉलंटियर टू रीड द वर्ड अगेन प्लीज
शैल आई
निधानिका Okay, that's another one. Can you mute yourself? Can you mute yourself?
Punchalika. Map. Map. Mala. Mala. Honey. Honey. Duna Vani. Duna Vani. Seri. Seri.
Can you mute yourself? Can you mute yourself? Mute yourself. Okay, mute yourself. Can everyone please mute? Can everyone please mute? Atra, we have three different kinds of words in Sanskrit. Okay? You have a pumlinga padam, a strilinga padam, and we have a napumsakalinga padam. Again, at this level, we will just default to every word that ends with aha, like darpanaha, manchaha, is a pumlinga padam. Okay? Every word that ends with a or e dirgha akarantam or dirgha ikarantam, we will default to strilinga padam. Okay, like for example, dvichakrika, panchalika, mapika, okay, they are all strilinga padas. Or duravani, see, that's a strilinga pada. And every word that ends with m, like vatayanam, vatayanam, sivanayantram, they're all napumsakalinga words. Okay, is this clear? All the words that end with aha are pumlinga words. All the words that end with a or e are strilinga words. All the words that end with m, like vatayanam, sivanayantram, are napumsakalinga words. Okay, is that clear to everyone?
Shekhar, can you repeat that, please?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. All the words that end with aha, like darpanaha, manchaha, vidyuddeepaha, you see, vidyuddeepaha, manchaha, darpanaha, okay? Mm-hmm. These are all pumlinga words, okay?
Okay.
All the words that end with aha.
Sir, what it exactly means actually in English or can...
It's you have a gender word. I mean, every word has a gender. That's it.
Okay, but these things are objects, right? So how we can give the gender?
That doesn't matter. In Sanskrit, every word has a gender.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So all the dirgha words like mapika, lata, duravani, kartari, panchalika, okay, they have dirgha akara or dirgha ikara in the end, right? So we'll treat them as strilinga words, not we'll treat them as, they are strilinga words.
Okay.
And all the words that end with m, like sivanayantram, vatayanam, okay, kankatam, bhavachitram, okay, these are all napumsakalinga words.
Understood. Thanks.
Okay. Again, this is at this level, okay. As we move forward, you know, you understand all the differences, but you know, at this level, just default it to this one for now. This will definitely change in the future, I promise. But for now, let's just default it to this way. Okay? Ask Pashat. So, Saha Eshaha. This is a very, very important concept, and we do, but it's a little different than how we use it in Sanskrit. So this is a very, very important concept. So everyone please pay attention. Okay? So we have Saha and Eshaha. Okay? We use the word Saha for all pumlinga words. Okay? When that is far away from you. Can everyone again mute, please? I keep saying this, but I have someone unmuted again. Can everyone please mute? So we have Saha, Eshaha. Okay. For example, Eshaha Balakaha. See, the Balakaha is close by to you. That's why we say Eshaha Balakaha. Okay? The old man, the Vriddhaha, is far away from you. That's why you say Saha Vriddhaha. Is this clear?
Yeah.
This is only for Pumlinga word. This is only for Pumlinga word. Eshaha Palakaha. Saha Vriddhaha. Okay? So, Murali Mahodaya, can you try for the next one, please?
I couldn't see the screen actually.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please. I mean, there's a lot of echo coming. I want everyone to be on mute by default.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Who's this?
Yes.
Who's talking? I'm sorry. Murali Mahodaya. Can you say that again once more?
Eshaha Ganeshaha Saha Govindaha.
Excellent. And next, Ranga Mahodaya. Can you say the next one, please?
Ranga Mahodaya. Can you say the next one, please? Eshaha Arakshataha. Saha Ainikaha.
I've been unmuting everyone, but I don't know, someone just keeps... I'm muting everyone, but someone keeps unmuting themselves over and over again. Okay.
I think somebody is probably not at the desk, but I've left it on and gone out, I think.
Probably, clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the question here becomes, Efe eshaha balakaha saha vrittaha. So now when I ask a question, bhavati eshaha kaha. Okay, eshaha kaha. Okay, then you say eshaha balakaha. Saha kaha. Saha vriddhaha. Okay. Ravi Mahodaya, can you ask for the next one, please?
Can you ask for the next one, please?
Ravi Mahodaya, are you there? Gayatri ji, can you say? Anju Sharma ji, can you?
Yeah. So it's Eshaha Ganeshaha?
No. Can you ask the question? So Eshaha Kaha?
So shall I try? Sabrina isn't here.
Please.
Yeah. Eshaha Kaha? Eshaha Ganeshaha?
Kaha.
Kaha. Okay. Saha kaha, Saha Govindaha.
Saha Govindaha. Excellent. Thank you. So the word kaha, right, means who. It's just not who, it can also mean what, which we'll see shortly. Okay, just don't think as kaha just means who. It can mean who or what, depending on the context. Okay, so eshaha kaha, eshaha balakaha, saha kaha, saha vruddhaha, eshaha kaha, eshaha ganeshaha, saha kaha, saha govindaha, eshaha kaha, एषः आरक्षकः, सः कः, सः सैनिकः. ओके, अग्रे पश्यामः. एषः सूर्यः, एषः कः, एषः सूर्यः. सः कः, सः रामः, अथवा एषः कः, एषः रामः, डिपेण्ड्स् अपान् वेदर् हि इस् क्लोज़र् आर् फार्दर्. इफ् इस् क्लोज़् बै यु से एषः कः, एषः रामः. इफ् इट्स् फार् अवे यु से सः कः, एण्ड् यु से सः रामः. इस् दिस् क्लियर्? Okay, thank you.
Shekhar, this one question. The father,
Can you ask your question again, please?
Yeah, my question is Natarajan. The question was, the her sum is always the two dots only, or like in Hindi we have a her, right? Where we write hai, open her,
kind of thing. This is visarga, right? This is visarga, right? You'll always have two dots. When you have the letter ha, they will definitely write that letter ha. But this is visarga.
Okay.
Visarga always will have those two dots. You will never end this with the letter ha, no. You will not say vidyuddeepaha and write the letter ha there.
Okay.
And in reality, the pronunciation of visarga is different. Okay. It's actually called vidyuddeepaha. Okay. That pronunciation is long lost. So we, to emphasize the visarga there, we say vidyuddeepaha. Okay. So my screen is visible, right? I mean, you don't see any dark, you don't see any black, it's not blacked out. Okay, great. So, now, Manjulaji, can you try for this one, please? Okay, Gayatri ji.
Vidyuddeepaha.
Okay, what is the question? How do you ask?
Kaha, kaha, vidyuddeepaha.
No. Saha, kaha, saha, kaha. So the question would be, saha, kaha, saha, kaha. Okay, saha, vidyuddeepaha. Did everyone understand what saha kaha actually means?
Yeah. So is it what it is?
But something that's far though.
That's it.
Pretty much. Yeah. What is that? What is that?
Yes. Okay. Saha kaha. Saha vidyuddeepaha. Really? Eshaha kaha, eshaha ramaha. So, understand that, you know, in here, we have ramaha, a person here. Okay, when I say eshaha kaha, it closely, it translates to something like, who is this? Okay? But this is Vidyuddipaha here, right? It translates to, what is that? Okay? Like I said before, the word kaha can mean both who or what, depending on the context. Here you can say, what is this? This is Rama. You know, who is this? In here, because an object here, you translate it to, what is this? Saha kaha or eshaha kaha. Okay? But the question is still kaha. Is this clear?
Yes.
Okay. So now, let's actually go back to this one here. Okay. So, Murali ji, eshaha kaha. Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha tarpanaha.
Tamam. Saha kaha.
Saha manchaha.
Tamam. Thank you. Ranga Mahodaya. Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha vidyuddipaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha mantapaha.
Mandapaha. Mandapaha. Okay. And Malolan Patankiji?
Yeah.
Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha manchaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha vidyuddipaha.
This is clear, right? Eshaha and saha.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now. Shankar Mahodaya, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Can you ask the question here, please?
Saha kaha, saha deepaha.
Uttam, saha deepaha. Saha kaha. So when objects are far away from you, we said saha syutaha. Saha kaha, saha syutaha. And Natarajan ji, can you say, can you ask for this one?
Saha kaha. Saha karadipaha.
Saha karadipaha. And Samata ji, can you? Okay, Anju Sharma ji.
Okay. Saha kaha, saha suryaha. Sorry, saha balaka.
Saha balakaha, uttamam.
Balakaha.
Can you do for this one as well?
Yeah. Eshaha kaha, esha vaidyaha.
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 Okay. Eshaha. Vaidyaha.
Vaidyaha.
And this one?
Saha kaha, saha shikshakaha.
Saha shikshakaha.
Shikshakaha.
Shikshakaha. And this one?
Saha kaha, saha arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha. So the intention is, when you have this just the palm here, right? It's
Eshaha.
When you have this long hand like this, it's Saha here. Okay?
Okay.
So Eshaha kaha?
Eshaha arakshakaha.
No, Eshaha arakshakaha.
It's Eshaha.
Eshaha kaha?
Eshaha kaha, eshaha arakshakaha.
एषः आरक्षकः मुरळीजी केन् यु
एषः कः एषः सैनिकः सः कः सः मार्जारः
मार्जारः मार्जारः
मार्जारः एषः कः एषः वानरः
थेङ्क् यु रङ्गमहोदय केन् यु डु दिस्
एषः कः एषः गजः एषः कः एषः शुनकः
Or you can also say, Eshaha Kukkuraha.
Oh, Kukkuraha. Oh, the German one, Kukkuraha. Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Makaraha.
Eshaha Makaraha.
Saha Kaha. Saha Kurmaha.
Kurmaha. Dhanyavada, Mahade. Thank you. नटराजन् महोदय कानि
एषः कः एषः व्याघ्रः एषः कः एषः सिंहः सः कः सः रथः
रथः रथः
रथः सः कः सः हस्तः हस्तः एषः कः एषः पादः
एषः पादः धन्यवादः महोदय मञ्जुला महोदय आयुध शङ्कर् महोदय
सः कः सः दन्तः एषः कः एषः दर्पणः सः कः सः चक्षकः
चषकः
चषकः सः चषकः सः कः सः चमसः एषः कः एषः घटः
घटः
घटः घटः
घटः
घटः सः कः सः दन्तकूर्चः दन्तकूर्चः सः कः सः कन्दुकः
धन्यवादः महोदय पुनः कौसल्य मनोरञ्जि
नमो नमः
नमस्ते
एषः कः एषः वृक्षः सः कः सः पर्वतः एषः कः एषः समुद्रः सः कः सः मण्डपः सः कः सः देवालयः सः कः सः विद्यालयः
धन्यवादः महोदय थेङ्क् यु शबरीनाथन् महोदय
एषः कः एषः प्रक्षोतः
प्रकोष्ठः
प्रकोष्ठः
एषः प्रकोष्ठः
एषः प्रकोष्ठः सह कह सह शौचालय है शौचालय है सर शौचालय है
धन्यवाद महोदय ओके सो यथा पूर्वम् उक्तम् ओके all the akaranta words are pumlinga words okay similarly all the we'll get to the ikaranta words so when you say the word itaha okay it means from here okay itaha means from here just because this is ending with a visarga like itaha like syutaha karadipaha so on and so forth it doesn't mean that this is a pulinga word okay there are a few words that do not have any gender okay like the word itaha it doesn't have any gender okay itaha purvam as in earlier just because it is ending with purvam like vanam vatayanam it is not an apumsakalinga word either the word vayam not an apumsakalinga word either so the default rule is ramaha karadeepah so on and so forth are pumlinga words vatayanam vatam are napumsakalinga padani similarly duravani so on and so forth are streelinga padani but just because you know they end with aha a or m it doesn't mean that there are pumlinga streelinga and napumsakalinga words respectively okay itah from here purvam earlier vayam vi akaranta pumlinga padani drishtavantah hasi okay idani means now vayam vi akaranta napumsakalinga padani pashyamaha okay idani vayam akaranta napumsakalinga padani पश्यामः ओके यथा पुंलिङ्गपदे दूरे अस्ति चेत् सः पार्श्वे क्लोज् बै अस्ति चेत् एषः नपुंसकलिङ्गपदे दूरे अस्ति चेत् तत् पार्श्वे अस्ति चेत् एतत् प्रश्नः अस्ति किं यथा तत्र कः अत्र किम् etat kim it's very easy to remember we have a as a prefix for both for strilinga and apumsakalinga and also as pumlinga words like eshaha here it is etat okay then it was saha now it is tat you just remove the a that's it etat tat that's it okay? if it is close by it always starts with a like eshaha etat so on दूरे अस्ति चेत् तत् सः उदाहरणं पश्यामः तत् किम् ओके तत् किं तत् पुस्तकं तत् किं तत् पुस्तकं तत् किं तत् जलं तत् किं तत् जलं शङ्कर् महोदय
या
अग्रे भवान् वदतु करोतु कृपया
can you repeat again sorry
एतत् एन् तत्
ओके
एतत् एन् तत् ओके
एतत् कः एतत्
न न एतत् किम् एतत् किम्
एतत् किम् एतत् वनं
एतत् वनं
तत् किं तत् पुष्पम् एतत् किम् एतत् पत्रम् एतत् पर्णं तत् किं तत् सेवफलं
तत् सेवफलं
तत् किं तत् नारङ्गफलं
नारङ्गफलं धन्यवादः महोदय
धन्यवादः.
सो अत्र किञ्चित् अवधानं सर्वे कृपया सर्वेषाम् अवधानम् आवश्यकं. संस्कृतभाषायां प फ नास्ति, प फ एव अस्तु. प फ देर् इस् नो फ इन् संस्कृतम्. हेन्स् दिस् इस् नारङ्गफलं, नाट् नारङ्गफलं. तेलुगुभाषायां फ एव अस्ति प्रायः, ऐ मीन् मोस्ट् सदर्न् सौत् इण्डियन् लाङ्ग्वेजस् हाव् अ सेम् फ, बट् इन् संस्कृत इट्स् नाट् फ, इट्स् फ. प फ दिस् इस् नारङ्गफलम्. ओके
सिग्निफिकेण्ट्.
यस्,
वाट् इस् द डिफरेन्स् बिट्वीन् सः अण्ड् एतत्?
सो सः इस् ओन्ली यूस् फर् आल् पुल्लिङ्ग वर्ड्स्. लैक् फार् एक्साम्पल् यु हेव् नारङ्गफलं हियर् रैट्, दिस् इस् अ नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं. यु केनाट् से सः कः, नो, यु हेव् टु से तत् किम्.
ओके, ओके, सो सः विल् बि यूस्ड् ओन्ली फार् नौन्स् रैट्,
पुल्लिङ्ग वर्ड्स्,
समथिङ्ग् लैक् दट्.
यस,
या, पुल्लिङ्ग वर्ड्स्.
नो नो, नो ओन्ली फार् पुल्लिङ्ग वर्ड्स. दो यस, saha will be only used for
feeling also.
No, no, feeling we have a different one, it's coming up.
Okay,
okay,
okay, okay.
Saha will only be used for pumlinga padas.
One question, okay. Here
you cannot say saha kim, it's incorrect. It has to be saha kaha. At the same time you cannot say tat kaha, no, it has to be tat kim.
If I don't know the you know the you know the thing which linga it belongs, how do I ask if I don't
very
know?
Interesting and intelligent question. Yes, if you don't know the gender, it defaults to tatkim or etatkim. Okay. If you don't know the gender, okay, it's defaulted to napumsakalingam. It is either etatkim or tatkim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so like for example, since you ask, okay, let's say I have a boy in front of me, okay, okay, I know that he is a boy, okay, I would never ask etat kim, because I know that it is a boy and I know he is a pumlinga. Okay, so I will always ask eshah kah. However, if I have like a table in front of me, I don't know if table is a pumlinga pada or strilinga pada or napumsakalinga pada. So I should never ask eshah kah, because I don't know the gender. I will say etat kim, and depending upon the gender, the other person might say eshah so and so or etat so and so. Is that clear?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, Adina, who was saying, sorry, was it Shankar Mohade or?
That was Ranga.
No, Ranga, okay. Oh no, Ranga Mohade, you can continue actually, yes. Can you ask?
Eshaha, I'm sorry.
No.
Etat kim.
Mm-hmm.
Etat draksha phalam.
Draksha phalam.
एतत् किम्? एतत् आम्रफलम्. तत् किम्? तत् कदलीफलम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् भोजनम्.
थेङ्क् यू, धन्यवादः. मुरळी महोदय.
यस्, एतत् किम्? एतत् पयोहिमम्.
पयोहिमम्,
पयोहिमम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् वातायनम्. एतत् किम्? एतत् द्वारम्. एतत् किम् एतत् नगरम् तत् किं तत् फेनकं
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 I'm sorry, the reason I say that is there's a significant difference in the word palam and the word phalam. Okay, palam means meat. Phalam means fruit.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, the Mahaprana and Alpaprana letters, you know, they make a lot of difference. So hence the emphasis. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mahal. Anju Sharma ji.
Etat kim? Etat nanakam. Nanakam.
Nana. Nanakam.
Kam. Tat kim? Tat netram.
Netram.
Tat kim? Netram. Tat nainam.
Nayanam.
Nayanam.
Tat
nayanam. Tat kim? Tat charnam. Charanam.
Sorry, what is the difference between padam and charanam? This is
Nishtha. Padam and charanam. That's it. No, there's no difference.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Yeah, it's like asking the difference between Rama and Dasarathi. They're one and the same.
Okay.
Two different words. Okay.
Tat kim? Tat upnetram. Etat kim? Kim? Etat vyanjanam.
No, vyajanam.
Vyajanam. Vyajanam.
Vyajanam.
Vyajanam.
Vyajanam. Vyanjanam can mean two things. Okay.
Fruit.
Vyanjanam is a letter. I mean, like ka, kha, so on and so forth. Right? Okay. Vyanjanam can also mean curry. Any curry that you eat is called Vyanjanam. Like paneer, butter, masala, Vyanjanam.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Vyajanam. Thank you.
Vyajanam. Okay. Samataji. Malolan Patanki.
Yes. Astu. Astu Mahadaya. Etat kim? Etat griham. Tat kim? Tat bhojana griham. Etat kim? Etat mishrakam. Mishrakam.
Mishrakam.
Mishrakam. Tat kim? Tat vimanam. Tat kim tat lokayanam. Tat kim tat udagrayanam.
Udagrayanam.
Udagrayanam. Tat kim tat yutakam. Etat kim etat urukam.
धन्यवाद महोदय धन्यवाद
नटराजन महोदय एतत् किम् एतत् दन्तफेनकम् एतत् किम् सोरि तत् किं तत्
कङ्कतं
एतत् किम् एतत् कङ्कणं
कङ्कणं
तत् किं तत् पत्रं एतत् किम् एतत् सङ्गणकं
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 धन्यवादः महोदय. अत्र एतावता प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा? यु हेव् एनी क्वश्चन्स् प्लीस् डू आस्क् एनी क्वश्चन्स् द पेस् एनी फीड्बेक् दिस् वे यु नो ट्रै टु डू बेटर् द नेक्स्ट् क्लास्
लुक्स् गुड्.
Thank you so much, Shekhar. It was really nice.
You have any questions or?
Will we be getting these slides emailed to us?
You should already have this in the email.
Yeah, it's there in the email. So you can download it from there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you should already have it in there. Okay. So, गृहाभ्यासः अस्तु. गृहाभ्यासः कः? गृहाभ्यासः कः? ओके, सो जस्ट् लिसन् टु दि आडियो. विल् सेण्ड् युर् रेकार्डिङ्ग् फर् शोर्. यु नो डेफिनेट्लि लिसन् टु देट् एण्ड् इफ् यु केन् प्लीस् डु रैट् दीस् वर्ड्स् वन्स्. ओके, जस्ट् रैट् आल् द वर्ड्स् वन्स्. लैक् वि डन् लैक् मेबि 80 words maybe, or maybe 70 words maybe, but just go through them. We have only done akaranta pumlinga words and akaranta napumsakalinga words. Just because the word sanganakam is ending with the letter m doesn't mean this is makaranta word. No, it is still akaranta napumsakalinga word only. Okay, you will know all those details later, but for now just consider that as an akaranta napumsakalinga word only. Okay, up until now we have done akaranta pumlinga words and akaranta napumsakalinga words, napumsakalinga padani. Okay, and in pumlinga, what is the question going to be? Prashnah kaha pumlinga pades
esha kaha sah kaha
esha or sah kaha नपुंसकलिङ्गे
एतत् कः?
एतत् किं?
तत् किम्?
एतत् किम् एण्ड् तत् किम्? ओके, सो यु केन् से एषः कः? एषः नटराजन् महोदयः. सिमिलर्लि एषः कः? एषः मुरलिः. ओके, एषः कः? सः कः? सः शङ्करः. सोनं सोपत् is this clear? Do you have any questions or on the course format, or you know what we'll be covering? If you have any questions, please do ask. I don't want to repeat a lot the first day.
It is clear. So sending this recording, right?
Yes, yes, I will be sending the recording.
Thank you.
No questions, sir. Dhanyavada.
All clear?
Yes, so far so good.
So we will end the class a few minutes early, to like 5 minutes early today. If you have any questions, do reach out to me. You have the email there. So in the, you should have received a free class announcement email as well, right? So you have my email address as well. If you have any questions, please do ask. And yeah, punaha agrima saptahe milama.
Yeah, thank you.
धन्यवादः.
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 थैंक यू सो मच शेखर. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.